Committee is now in session. It's Wednesday, November 16th, 2016, at 2:02 PM. And with that, we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance and we'll leave us in the...
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we will start now with public comment, general public comment. Any item within the scope of this Governance Committee not elsewhere on the agenda? 3 minutes. Does anyone wish to speak under general public comment? Seeing none, we'll move on to presentations and we'll have, to start with, a presentation from Cal-Am on the Monterey Peninsula Water Supply Project, Test Slant Well and Monterey Pipeline Project Update.
Hello, Chris Cook, Assistant Engineering Manager with California American Water. I don't have any slides to present on the test well or pipeline, but just to speak to it, the test well has been running for over a year now in total days and is at 93% salinity, so it's running great. And
does that work?
Yeah, great. And the Monterey Pipeline started construction last week, so we were installing services on Hillview Avenue in Seaside. We'll be continuing work, and the actual 36-inch main will start to be installed mid-December. We'll have a second crew starting in January, and we're on a great track to complete before the end of 2017. So that's the update on the test well and pipeline.
Thank you very much.
Any thank you.
Questions, comments? We are moving along then to item number 2, and it's the approved committee meeting minutes of September 21, 2016. And I actually have a question, and I was a little bit, this is for my education. Steel versus ductile iron. I thought the price of steel went up. Okay, there are a couple places in the minutes that refer to the price of steel going down. And I think we've got to make sure that it...
I'll correct you.
And, okay, so if we just note that the core issue is the price of steel went up, I'll replace it with ductile iron, so.
Well, we don't have any public comment, but that note that approved it in minutes.
Any public comment? Motion?
Stop right there.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. And with that, we'll go to item number 3, which is consider approval of change order for terminal reservoir. And I think, Ian, you're going to present a few slides.
Well, thank you, Ian Crooks.
Really cool pictures.
Trying and convey the message. So we Arlene and I, we couldn't get this full screen, so we'll deal with what we have here. So this is about the terminal reservoirs that was in the project. If we go here to this map here, this is the top. I shaded out the top just so we don't have to focus on it, but up top is where the desal plant is, the test wells, and the source water. It's going to come down a blue pipeline, and then the original route is shown in the orange, dotted orange. And that was the original route that was included in the draft 2015 EIR that came out. It was included in the project before as well. So it came down Del Monte, well, followed Tamsi through Seaside, and it came out, basically followed the rec trail, and then Del Monte through downtown Monterey, past the convention center, and eventually got back up to crossing the Palm again, and then followed the route that's shown there at the end. The blue. So that was the old route, and then as we were going through a design and we received feedback from Monterey during the draft EIR, they weren't too fond of the Del Monte downtown route, and there's also some considerations along that route, there's high water table, there's some contaminated soils that we had to deal with, and some really heavy traffic and tourist traffic, and very little detour opportunity when you're going down Del Monte. So Monterey raised some concerns, and we took that and we looked for alternatives. And one of the alternatives that we're pursuing now is our preferred route. It's right where the shading at the top stops. The blue pipeline comes down. Instead of taking the orange route, we go onto Light Fighter, up Light Fighter, hits General Jim Moore, and then we come down General Jim Moore, and there's an existing 30-inch out there that we connect to. And then right there is Hillby, and that, so where General Jim Moore, right where it says Terminal Reservoir, that's Hillby and General Jim. The blue pipeline that comes across the system is what we're building today, that Chris referenced earlier. And so the old route was again in the orange, and then there was a orange dot, you see it jogging up through the middle of Seaside, and that was an old pipeline that was required with the old route. It had to go up and connect the terminal reservoirs. But now with the change in the pipeline, if we could go to the next slide, I'll try to present the difference. So the old route in the orange was lower. And as it came across town, right there in Seaside, you see the dotted orange going up the hill. And so basically we were pumping out of the plant to the tanks, and then the tanks could flow over to Forest Lake over on your right. Well, as you can see with the blue line, as we go down General Jim Moore now, there's a higher point right by Bayonet Black Horse Golf Course entrance. There's a high point, and so that's 370, plus you add in that we need to maintain 40 pounds. You know, that basically makes the elevation about 460. So the tanks were previously, where they're located, was at 345. And so the hydraulic difference is the terminal reservoirs, tank levels are lower than the actual system pressure now. So with some more surety now on the project, we're building the pipeline, the solid blue one cutting across down there, and with GWR, more assurance on that. We took a harder look at the opportunities, that what we could do with those tanks, and we came up, after some engineering and operations all got together, we at Cal-Am spent some time on this, and we've come up with a solution to be able to not construct the terminal reservoirs, increase storage a little bit at the desal plant in lieu of those tanks, and still net the same basic hydraulics in the system will still operate the way it was intended to.
So gravity flows all the way to the Forest Lake tanks?
It would, no, it's actually pumped.
Yeah, it's not pumped.
Yep. So the old route actually had the way it worked was there was, at terminal reservoirs, there was a pump station at the terminal reservoirs that would take suction from the tanks through the pump station and pump it to the ASR wells. So that's the way, under the orange route, the Carmel River flow and the ASR injection would go to Forest Lake reservoirs. It would come across town. And there was actually another pump station down low, right down there at the bottom of Seaside, that would pump it up to the tanks. And another pump station would pump it out to ASR wells. So a little more complicated operation with a couple more pump stations. And so by going higher pressure, we basically eliminated all that. We eliminated 2 miles of pipe and a couple other benefits that we've already seen. And so on top of that, now we've come up with a way to also eliminate tanks. We just said it's two miles of pipe, for instance, through town. That's just based on the pricing that we have for the Monterey pipeline, that's $10 million. That was eliminated in the past too.
So that's a question on the extra capacity at the desal plant, which won't yet exist. Is that extra capacity necessary for the GWR phase, the phase two project, or how does that work?
Yeah, no, the shifting of the storage to the desal plant is really for the desal flow. We'll be okay with Alpha Storage for GWR. The ASR wells will pump directly into that line and go to Forest Lake or go wherever we need it in the system. Well, before I move on, was there any questions on the hydraulics before we go on? Okay, so the contract change amendment is that eliminate two 3 million gallon tanks of terminal reservoir. We won't construct them. We're going to increase the size of the, we call them clear wells, that's terminology, water treatment terminology, but they're really tanks. The current tanks there are 1.5 million gallons of storage at the desal plant. We're going to move to 3.5 million, and that's in order to give us a little more buffer at the plant without having terminal reservoirs in case we have interruptions or need to peak out of the plant and other things. So it gives us a little more buffer, and so for net is reduce terminal reservoir contract by 11.8 million, increase $3 million for the desal plant. These are round numbers. There's a few numbers trailing after that. And so a net savings of about 8.8 million to the overall project, this eliminate. And we've also included in your package a recommended, along with the CAN, we had some recommended language. So that was, in a nutshell, our proposal. So this was, again, this was an effort by Cal-Am to take a hard look at what we could do to make the project more efficient, and something we came up with.
Okay. Thank you very much. Any other questions, comments at this point? We'll open up to public comment. This item, by the way, is a little bit unusual because the whole purpose of the governance committee was really in our minds around cost increases. This is a net decrease, but it exceeds the threshold of the $1 million. It was probably a flip of the coin as to whether we had to do this. But as we look at it in the two parts, one part of it is an increment. And so this gives us public discussion and dialogue. And I am very eager to hear, George, how you are going to create a crisis out of saving $1 million.
Well, I've been a big advocate for value engineering and the criticism of not conducting it last summer when it was on the agenda, and I'm glad to see that Cal-Am did it on their own, and I'm very pleased to hear this. I do have a question, though, which has to do with more maybe political side of this than anything. It seems like Seaside is often a tough nut to crack in terms of getting things done, approved, and schedule-wise, and so on. It seemed like they would like this option. Does that help things in otherwise? I mean, I just see Seaside as often a little bit of a hurdle.
That could be a great question. I don't see anyone from Seaside here unless we have someone else in the audience.
Well, just in terms of the negotiation so far, and is it smooth with Seaside? Yeah, that would be my hope.
Okay, so any other public comment?
Well, yeah, I've got a question. An opinion on Seaside too. The way the contracts were let, you know, it was basically kind of design bid, if you will. They had choices on materials and so forth. How does this affect the contract with Bruno? And do they know this is coming?
Well, so we got two questions on the table.
Yeah, and then on Seaside, I suspect they're seeing their beautiful parkland go away because I think they were expecting Cal-Am to underground the tanks at their own expense and build a nice ballpark.
If you would like to add kind of under the
part. Jim Coleman, Executive Director of the Water Authority. Just to excuse my voice, kind of shocked. Just to pick up on what Mayor Camp said, just to clarify for the record, this constitutes a change to a component of what is now GWR with the appropriate clearances and environmental review. So as I understand from what Ian said, what you asked was, removing these tanks does not change the fact that this pipeline is complete and usable for purposes of GWR as it will exist after the tanks have been removed from the project. Subsequent resizing of the tanks at the desal plant will be dealt with changes or addressed in the EIR/EIS, I'm assuming. So I just want to clarify for the record that we don't have any environmental issues or any permitting issues associated with the fact that removing this component doesn't necessitate anything else to have to be done to adjust the GWR probably to meet the needs purpose. Is that correct?
Thank you. Okay, so we had a couple questions that were hanging. One was the seaside dialogue. And
so on the seaside issue, right now that land is fora land. And we were sort of going through that process. We actually engaged Dave with his experience going through the land. And so we were going through that track, but with this change, we no longer need to pursue that. I did not really quantify the sort of, I guess you could say, the value of the troubles of trying to get that land developed with the tanks, the environmental, the legal, and the agreements associated with getting to the final finish line on that land. So 11.8 is just hard construction dollars. So there's probably some other soft costs in there that were saved as well. But Seaside is aware of it. We've spoke to them and engaged them. Remember, too, maybe that the tank originally was designed in concert with their regional park that they planned to build there, or their city park. And the tank was a sort of a side entity to that park. It wasn't an integral part. If the tanks were built there, they did envision them being buried and having a park on top. But all those steps don't need to be taken, and I certainly don't believe they were expecting us to build soccer fields and such, so I think we're okay there. And I'm also not sure if Seaside was ready to really get active to take on that land yet.
Yeah,
they're
right.
Not.
Right.
So I think it worked out pretty well. And then in terms of MPE was the other question. They're aware that we talked to MPE about the change.
And there's no penalty or anything?
No, it's in our contract. And then in terms of the EIR, Jim, it's not in the GWR EIR, because it's not, they're not needed for GWR. So it's neutral to GWR issue. In terms of our EIR, this is just opting not to construct something, so it's a less environmental impact. So the EIR will still probably have coverage for the tanks if they're ever needed to be built, but by not building them, it doesn't change the EIR. It's just less environmental impact.
The one that's going to be released in December.
Yes. Full scale EIR.
Water supply project, yeah. Cell project, yeah. Because they would have the transfer pipeline and
so that's still scheduled to come out in December, the full scale EIR. As far as we know.
Okay. Thank you very much. Back to the committee. A motion?
Yeah, I can move approval.
Okay, so the proposed motion is on page 13. Can we take that as the proposed
motion? That would be the
motion. Okay, I'll second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Rare moment, local government.
And
let it be noted that the 5th District Supervisor and the Mayor of Pacific Grove saved the ratepayers $8.8 million.
Value engineering,
yeah. Well, we'll give credit to the due diligence at Cal-Am for having come up with the opportunity. Item number 4, suggested items to be placed on future agendas.
Or more savings.
Bring it on.
Yeah.
I just missed that on public comment. I just want to say that the wild goose chase that Powder Water now was on for an alternative pipeline is now dead and gone. I just thought you just want to know that. Even though the percentage of success was somewhere less than 1/3 of 1%, minus 10 more.
Well, Okay, thanks much, George. With that, meeting's adjourned. Thank you very much, everybody.
Well done, Chair.
So after the last meeting, I spoke to Alan Chris Michael.
Oh, yeah.
I encourage.